Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third Aliyah of Parshat Devarim, we have 17 psukim. In this Aliyah, Moshe tells the story of the Meraglim from Parshat Shlach. He reminds us, and he reminds B'nai Yisrael, how B'nai Yisrael demanded to send Meraglim to Eretz Canaan, and he reminded them of the terrible result of that mission and Hashem's punishment to that generation. Basically, the parents of the people that Moshe is talking to now. Very often in Sefer Devarim, when we compare episodes that Moshe recounts, we ask questions that compare and contrast the episodes as they are recorded earlier in the Torah and as they are recorded in Moshe's summary in Sefer Devarim. When there are differences, each one can shed light on the other. Our Aliyah is an example of that. In this Aliyah, when Moshe recounts the reaction that B'nai Yisrael had when the Meraglim returned with their devastating reports, we hear the following. It's in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Zayin. Moshe says that you, B'nai Yisrael, when the Meraglim returned, Vateragnu bi'oholeichem. And that word, Vateragnu, is difficult to translate. The Art Scroll, a stone chumash, translates it as, you slandered. And Rav Aryeh Kaplan, the great author and translator who died in 1983, he translates the expression in his Living Torah as, you protested in your tents. You slandered in your tents, or you protested in your tents. We must ask, in our Aliyah, in Sefer Devarim, Parshat Devarim, when Moshe recounts B'nai Yisrael's reaction to the Meraglim, he downplays, he barely mentions the public reaction, the public rebellion, the public dissatisfaction and agitation that we heard so much about in Parshat Shlach, and all we see here is, Vateragnu bi'ohaleichem, you protested in your tents, you slandered in your tents. What is it about? What about the public outcry, the public protests that we hear about in Parshat Shlach? Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, who died in 1888, says that the expression Vateragnu bi'ohaleichem does not mean to protest. He says it means something a bit different. He quotes other places in Tanakh. Rav Hirsch says that the root, Resh Gimel Nun, means, quote, causing and maintaining a quarrel, to irritate. It would be used, says Rav Hirsch, regarding, quote, an agitator who, under the appearance of looking after himself and to be upset by what he himself has to endure or to feel the wrong done to others as if it were being done to himself, stirs others up to dissatisfaction and disloyalty, end quote. Rav Hirsch says that Moshe only mentioned the private agitation. The talks that went on, bi'ohaleichem, in your tents. Moshe didn't talk about the public outcry because of Moshe's mild manner. When Moshe's recounting the story, he wanted to downplay the public outcry and only talk about the private outcry, the private agitation in people's tents. That is Rav Hirsch. However, Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, who died in 1966, Rav Zalman Sarutzkin in his Sefer Oznaim LaTorah says here and also on Parshat Shlach in Bamidbar Yudalad Aleph, Rav Zalman Sarutzkin says the following. He agrees with Rav Hirsch that it means to irritate, to agitate. But he disagrees with why Moshe only focuses on that in this recounting. Rav Hirsch said that Moshe downplayed it because of his mild manners. Rav Zalman Sarutzkin says the opposite. Moshe here is summarizing the crux of the sin of B'nai Yisrael. Moshe honed in on the most critical element of B'nai Yisrael's response to the Meraglim, their private, behind-the-scenes agitation. Says Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, the main problem was not the public outcry. That was terrible, of course, but at least when you hear a public outcry, you can respond. At least Moshe was able to respond. Kalev and Yoshua were able to respond, but no. By the time the public outcry came, it was already too late. Says Rav Zalman Sarutzkin, the 10 Meraglim had already stirred up the masses behind the scenes, behind Moshe's back. Their grassroots confrontation was already too strong. B'nai Yisrael's crying for no reason. had already been so entrenched in B'nai Yisrael's minds and the minds of the public that Moshe and Yoshua and Kalev could not counter their dissatisfaction once it became public. And that is why here, says Rav Zalman Sirotkin, the Torah emphasizes, Moshe emphasizes what happened in the tents, behind the scenes, because that was more of a sin, more of a problem than the public outcry. Sometimes, as is the case here, complaining and stirring the pot behind the scenes, sometimes that's far more nefarious than public and head-on confrontations. Have an amazing day, everyone.